Grow Great, the podcast, episode 329. Welcome inside the Yellow Studio. My name is Randy Cantrell. I'm your host here. The website is growgreat.com. This is Grow Great, the podcast. It's about your leadership. Today, let's talk about a definite plan, a burning desire. It is ancient advice for earning wealth, and I use the term wealth very loosely. Mostly people mean financial gain. It's effective advice for accomplishing most things. In fact, just about anything. A definite plan, a burning desire. Napoleon Hill wrote in his classic book, Think and Grow Rich, he wrote this statement, "Anybody can wish for riches, and most people do, but only a few know that a definite plan plus a burning desire for wealth are the only dependable means of accumulating wealth." That wasn't an original thought. It was a creative wording of an old truth. A definite plan answers the big question, how? A burning desire answers the other big question, why? Now, people can wrangle about which one of these ought to come first, but I'm not going to waste your time with that debate. Instead, let me encourage you to lean into both of these. And also, I want to encourage you to help your associates lean into them as well. I've heard the idea that the super successful, they don't fret about how, they just focus on who. Like, who can I employ to help me? Rubbish. Pure rubbish. Anybody and everybody focuses on how, and for good reason. It helps us move forward. It helps reduce anxiety. It gives us confidence. On and on I could go about the value of having a definite plan. Now, that doesn't mean that a definite plan is foolproof, because there is no such thing. Every plan can be fooled. In fact, most plans are fooled. In addition to how, a definite plan provides direction. It helps clarify things. And that, kids, builds confidence. Every successful business leader finds a path toward higher confidence, not just for themselves, but for the entire team. Now, it's best accomplished with a definite plan, one that the troops can and do believe in. And that usually comes from the conviction or the belief of you, the leader. Inner burning desire. If you have the strongest desire to achieve something and that desire has provoked you to devise a plan that you believe in just as strongly, hence the description, definite plan, then you're building a high-performance culture. Now, people often talk about not having a plan B. I don't have a plan B. I'm all in on plan A. And then there's that old garbage idea of burning the boats. It all sounds reasonably wise. In fact, it all sounds kind of right. But in the real world, it fails. It fails miserably. The corporate landscape is littered with insanely profitable companies who operate using plan B, plan C, plan K, and far more than those who have a winning plan A, for good reason. Learning, improvement, growth, adaptation. Smart and wise leaders can devise a plan in which they have strong confidence. It doesn't mean they're infallible. It doesn't mean that the plan is infallible. It does mean the plan is based on evidence, and it's based on their belief. A definite plan is not some last-minute trumped-up affair. It's been thought through. There's been some mindfulness attached to this. There has been deliberate conversation and debate employed to help devise the plan. Leadership believes this is the best method of achieving the next level of success. Now it's time to unleash burning desire. The plan alone isn't good enough, ever. Plans are only as good as the execution, and the execution is heavily influenced by preparation. And preparation is fueled by desire. See, this is how it works. So don't minimize how hot the desire needs to be. As a leader, well, how can you heat it up? Busy yourself fueling it hotter and hotter. That'll drive people to more fully prepare, which will lead to improved odds at great execution. Okay, how can we create a definite plan? Well, I've already hinted at it. It's something that you're not going to do alone. Leveraging the power of others includes the five C's that I often talk about: compassion, connection, communication, collaboration, and culture. That last one is largely an outgrowth of the prior four, but they all play a role. Compassion drives you to understand differing viewpoints. You're able to extend enough grace to people to listen for understanding, and you're going to avoid shutting down people by opposing them or by imposing on them your preconceived ideas. You want to hear them out. You want to foster the debate. Compassion helps you do that. Connection. Connection motivates you to find common ground with the team and with every member of the team. And that connection creates rapport, which improves how well, how effectively you can work together. Without it, communication isn't going to be very effective, isn't going to be very clear. Communication is our ability to properly convey what we're thinking, what we're feeling, what we believe. When the environment is unsafe, communication suffers. But come on, let's be fair. Unsafe environments occur when compassion and connection are lacking. And that's why I put both of them up front. All of that leads to collaboration, which is exactly what you must have if you are going to devise a great plan. Everybody working together to make it happen. In this case, working together to devise a definite plan that everybody can believe in. Now, when it's all done well, the culture is built, fostering more and more of all of these C's. It's one reason that great cultures are so difficult to build. It's also why great cultures tend to keep on growing great. We love being part of systems that work so well. We love being part of safe environments where we can really express what we think, what we feel. It energizes us. That energy is our burning desire. It's like enthusiasm. It's contagious. And it grows, especially when leadership is intent on feeding the beast continuously. You play a pivotal role. It's not about you. It's about the definite plan that you help your team craft. And it's about the energy that you give to provide a burning desire. Do it well, and you're going to achieve and accumulate wealth in a variety of forms within your company. There it is. There it is, episode 329. For Monday, October the 7th, 2019, today's show is brought to you by The Peer Advantage. The Peer Advantage, very simply, is a small group of seven SMB owners from around America who come together using a video conferencing platform to leverage the power of others. You can find out all the details by going to thepeeradvantage.com. Be well, do good, grow great. My name is Randy Cantrell. The website is growgreat.com.